Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
There is so much in today's readings. It's impossible in 5 or 10 or 20 minutes, as someone pointed out before today's Mass, to obviously cover all the beautiful teachings that we can find here. Which is why I want to invite you to take these readings with you. We need to meditate on them because there is so much in today's Gospel, and also the first reading and the second from St. Paul to Timothy. So I hope that in your personal prayer time this week, you can slowly and peacefully meditate on them. We are going to scratch the surface, as you say in English, in this homily. I must confess that the figure of Abraham has become increasingly important in my personal spiritual life. Actually, 2 years ago today, my cousin and I arrived in Beersheba after 3 weeks and over 200 miles on foot through the Negev Desert. Beersheba is nicknamed Abraham's city because that's where he spent most of his life in Holy Land. And then after that, 3 days later, we got to Hebron, where Abraham is buried, and I was able to pray before his tomb. He's the first and the greatest of the patriarchs of the people of Israel, and is aptly called Father of all believers. To summarize today's first reading, the letter to the Hebrews says, by faith, Abraham, obeying God's call, set out for the place he was going to receive as inheritance, not knowing where he was going. That is faith, my brothers and sisters. Faith is the obedience to God who reveals himself to us and guides us on the path of life, even if we do not know where he is leading us. Sometimes all we have is faith. We too would like to witness the transfiguration of the Lord, to see the skies open and witness miraculous events. Sometimes it is hard for us to follow Christ because we think we have never had an experience like the one the Gospel tells us about today. If we had been there on top of the mountain, if the Lord would grant us to see what so many saints saw in their lives, if I could feel the nearness of Christ as Saint Peter did and say with him, Lord, how good it is here. Today I'd like to just say 2 things about this. The first one is that in light of today's readings, we can say that God wants to communicate with each one of us Our God is not a distant God. He wants to talk to you as he talked with Abraham. He wants you to hear his voice. As in the gospel today, we heard the voice of the Father. Many times we blame God when we don't feel his presence. But it could be that the cause of not feeling God's love has more to do with our own decisions, with not allowing God to shine in our souls, or with a life that we have filled with so much noise that we cannot hear Jesus, even though he never stops speaking to us. If we want to witness the transfiguration, if we want God to transform our lives, we must also be willing to climb to the top of the mountain. We must strive. We must leave behind what separates us from God. We must be willing to be wary, to sacrifice. Above all, we must be willing to follow Jesus in prayer and in life. I assure you that if you do all of that, the Lord will manifest before your eyes, just as he did before Saint Peter, Saint James, and Saint John. But we have to be willing to die to ourselves. The second thing I want to say today is that you are right. Most of the time, what we have is faith, which is another way of seeing Jesus. Maybe not so glamorous, not so flashy, not so extraordinary in its manifestations. When the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. That is our life of faith during most of the seasons. No clouds, no light, no visions, and no voices coming from the sky. And it must be like that. Faith is the virtue that unites us with God. It is the virtue by which we have access to the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. We can see in the darkness of our lives. Faith gives us true knowledge of God until we can see him face to face. It is a yes, but not yet completely. And it is a beautiful gift, because in that darkness, faith is very bright. Faith helps us to walk. The faith of those who put their trust in God, as today's psalm told us, is a source of hope and joy. By faith, we can witness the scenes of the gospel as if we were truly present to them. If we persevere in the faith, as Abraham did, without doubt, even when we do not understand God's ways, if we listen to the word of God and strive to follow the Lord's leadership in our lives, then we will one day see the price of that trust. as St. Paul told us today, Christ will bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. We ask the Lord that on this Lenten journey we would increase our faith, and how beautiful our faith is. Make us trust and hope in Him, and give us the grace of perseverance, so that after the joys and crosses and trials of this life, we will rejoice, as we prayed at the beginning of today's Mass. We will rejoice to behold the glory of the Trinity in heaven, in a tabor that will never end, and where we can eternally say, to the glory of God, Lord, it is good that we are here. Amen. 5 minutes today.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.